Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 July 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest tonight that you don't want to miss a minute of. We're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about something she has planned. Coming up right away, folks, actually. So I want you to stay tuned for that and don't go away. Before we go to her, though, we are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. We start, as always, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern with prayer requests, prayer reports, testimonies, whatever you want to do for the first half hour or so. 11:30, always do current events. And then at 1 o'clock, we have a Bible lesson. Well, this week, we're going to have Dr. Judy Mikovits join us for an hour to share what's on her mind at the Bible study, folks. You don't want to miss this. I promise you don't. So tune in to us if you can at all, 10:30 Saturday morning Eastern Time. Just go to our website, PastorButch.com. Look under live stream, and you'll find us there. Or if you don't have a computer, you can call us on phone at 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. Listen to us on there. Now, I hope you will. And I have a phone number on the screen behind me. I announce it too whenever I'm teaching or covering topics that you can call in on and make your comments if you want to and share your thoughts with us. That's what we're there for, folks. It is a church service that's open to the world. And people do watch it all over the world. You're more than welcome to join us and chime in if you want to. A couple of prayer requests tonight, if you don't mind. Rob West. No stranger to folks listening to this program. Rob West has called this program, been on the broadcast with me at least once, maybe twice, called Melody's Houston program from time to time. Rob had a terrible accident on an ATV. He broke his neck in two places, back in two places. They're already doing physical therapy with him, so I guess he's doing pretty well, but keep Rob in your prayers for a quick healing, if you don't mind, please. Also, a friend of mine named Doy. Doy has some heart problems. He just found out about a week or two ago. And he's having a tough time getting together on that. So keep doing your prayers, please. And Dr. Carey, as y'all know, Dr. Carey Madej had an accident in an airplane crash and got hurt pretty badly. She is home. And if some of y'all have been asking that you'd like to send her a get well card, well, I did text her today. She said to send it to me, and I can forward them to her. If you want to send Dr. Carey a get well card, a get well wish of any kind, you mail them to us right here. I promise you I'll send them on to her. I'll wait a couple of weeks to get everybody's in. Then I'll mail them all to her at one time. So if you want to send Dr. Carey a get-well card, and I hope you do. She's a fine young lady and a trooper in the battle, just like Dr. Sherry is. So send a get-well card right here to the ministry. Say it's for Dr. Carey, and I'll get them to him. I promise I will. So if you don't mind, do that for her, then please do so. And also, anybody that listens to this broadcast on 6115 right now live, would you try 9.98? To see if that is up. 9.98 to see if that's working also. If you listen to 6115, try 9.98, please, and let me know if you don't care if that's up and running. And our website, pastorbush.com, is an article on there right under my picture. If you can get by the picture, folks, you got it made. Big red letters. How did they get so crazy? Watch that 7-minute video. How did it get so crazy? Great big red letters. Watch that video, folks. You won't be surprised, I'm sure. But hope you understand exactly how we got where we are and how this whole nation seems to went insane all one time. Now, back to our guest. I've known this lady now for several years. I got to meet her one time in Missouri last summer. I can't believe it's been over a year ago already. Got to give her a hug, and she's a good hugger. And just as open and honest as she can be and sweet as she can be. And I want you to know that Dr. Sherry is a for real deal. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, are you there?
I am. Good evening, Doctor. How are you doing this evening, Pastor? What are you doing this evening?
Oh, well, I'm talking to one of my favorite ladies right now.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
How have you been besides busy, busy, busy?
I think that's how my life is defined these days, is busy, busy, busy.
Well, I can understand it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's just, there's just a lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on for sure.
And things are happening so fast, things that you know are not coincidence. I mean, we won't get into tonight, but we know that they're shutting down the food supply chain, over 100 plants and food production and farms. A column fire blew up over the last year and a half. In Europe, they're having the same problem with things shutting down. They even have things in Europe blow up and burn down that produces food. We know that farmers are having a hard time getting grain to feed their animals. This is all, folks, this is all part of the Great Reset and what the Rockefeller Foundation called the Table Reset. This is all for, or I'm sorry, reset the table. This is actually happening as we speak. And tonight, Dr. Sherry has want to share something with you folks to help you understand how you can prepare for what's coming. And Dr. Sherry, I know you will. You speak from your heart. You share what's on your mind. If you want to share anything before you go into your topic on the 22 Summer Boot Camp, if you want to share anything before that, you feel free to do so. Right now, this is your broadcast. You share what God puts on your heart.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate your friendship and your kindness and all the times that we get to share together, which obviously isn't often enough. You know,
no,
I just
not.
Have one thing I want to say about this food supply thing, because I have a little bit different vantage point on that. You know, I feel like what they've done with the COVID shots is the largest human sacrifice ever done on the planet all at one time. The largest human sacrifice. I mean, David Martin came out a week or so ago, and he said that there will be, you know, 780 million people dead in the next couple of years, and I think he's underestimating the number of deaths, and
he's
too long on his timeline. I think it's going to be much shorter than that. You know, we know that almost 90% of women who got the shots in the pre-trial, before they even released it, the 90% of women who were pregnant, that they had either stillbirths or miscarriages.
That's right.
So we know that this is child sacrifice. We know this is human sacrifice. We are fighting the most satanic, devil-worshipping, evil people ever on the planet. And so their sacrifice is a massive human sacrifice. I personally believe that the killing of 169 million chickens and turkeys, and what they've done to the steers and now they're doing to pigs, I think it's the largest animal sacrifice to Baal and Moloch that's ever happened on the face of the planet. And I think that the end result of that will be famine and it will be food shortages. But I think that the real thing that they are doing is blood animal sacrifices to their gods.
Wow. You know, the babies, I knew the Moloch. I mean, I knew that and preached that more than once. It's demonic. It's sacrifice to Moloch. But it didn't dawn on me about the animals, although that is very true. That's a very good point, Dr. Sherry. That really is, brings another whole another way of looking at things.
And, you know, the end result, you know, will be food shortages and starvation and hunger and things like that around the world. But I think that we're looking at the wrong end of the stick. We're looking at them trying to cause us to have food shortages and starvation, which again goes along with their human sacrifice. But I can't help but believe in my own heart that this, at some level, this is a massive animal sacrifice larger than we've ever seen ever. Think about some of the large animal sacrificial services that happened in the Old Testament, you know, thousands of animals. This is millions of animals, you know, millions of animals to their gods.
Wow, that is a very good point. I mean, I hadn't even thought about that. I mean, the child sacrifice was so obvious, but I hadn't thought about that. That's phenomenal. And, you know, and every time that happens, it gives glory to Satan. You know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we have to try to think about things a little bit through their eyes in terms of what they're doing and why, which just makes us gird up our loins stronger with all of the armor of God from Ephesians chapter 6. It makes us have to be stronger and lean in and be stronger to God, have more faith, have more trust, and always keep in the forefront of your mind when you're in your prayers, thy will be done, Lord. I mean,
Amen.
Whatever it is and the end result, thy will be done in my life. I may not like it. It may not be something I humanly want to do or want to talk about, but I know that, Lord, if you be beside me, nobody can be against me, and thy will be done in my life.
Amen. You know, and we say that and we mean it, and by faith we try to live it. But sometimes that's tougher than we think it is, because we see things happening to ourselves and our family and friends in the country that bothers our spirit, it troubles our souls. And that's just being a man or a woman. That's not, I mean, we're not supermen or women. We're just men and women, just like David was, and he was up one day and down the next. We understand that. The trials of life and temptations and frustrations are real. And folks, we're not saying they're not. We're not saying they're not. We know they are. But keep in mind also that no matter how rough things get, our God is still in control. Our Savior still gives us grace. We don't need to fear what man can do to us, because our God is on our side. And if it's His will that we leave and go home today, praise God, we're out of this mess. So don't be discouraged or frustrated. I get that way. I'm just talking because I know what I'm talking about. We get frustrated, discouraged, and aggravated because we are people. But understand, our God did not lose control. He never will. No matter how wicked the world gets, how confused and angry the world gets, no, He hasn't lost control, and He never will. Go ahead, Dr. Sherry.
Well, I think that sort of puts us in a place when we think about food, we think about water, about preparing for that. We do two boot camps a year, and this year we've been focusing on our spring boot camp, was in April, and we talked about food preparation and canning. It was a canning course and preparation and what to do, and you know, in times of tornadoes and floods and different things like that. And then in the fall, the end of October, if you want to mark their calendar, we'll be doing a fall boot camp that will also be on prepping and canning, but we'll be talking about seasonal harvests and what do you do with things like ripe tomatoes and pumpkins, and how do you prepare for winter time if your heat goes out and we don't have enough gas and they shut down all of the electricity that we have and they blow up the grid. So we're going to be talking about how to prepare for things like that in the fall. And so over the summer, we decided that, you know, the one thing we really hadn't talked about is what should you do to prepare to protect your family financially. Now, Matt and I are not certified financial advisors. We cannot give a financial advice, but we brought in a couple of people who can. And so this is a four-week course, 4 weeks, that we've compressed into 2 weeks. So that it's a 4-week course compressed into 2 weeks. Open enrollment is right now, and the open enrollment will go until Sunday, and the course opens on Monday. And the first, and on Tuesday, Tuesday and Thursday night for the next 2 weeks, from 8:30 at night till 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and everything will be recorded in case you can't be there from previous commitments or you've got other things you need to do. You can access the material later. But on Tuesday night, the 19th, we're going to be talking about the history of gold and silver as it, historically. How do we decide that that was the real value and how it holds its value in the value of money? And Dr. Kirk Elliott, who has a PhD in public policy and administration, also has a PhD in theology, is going to talk to us about the how gold and money, gold and silver functions in our lives, but primarily the historical backdrop of that to understand why our fiat dollars have no value in relationship to where gold and silver really is. So he's talking on Tuesday night. On Thursday night, we have another good friend who has a big historical backdrop in constitutional money. And he says that people don't understand the value of the dollar because they have no concept of the history of what the dollars are about. And this applies to other fiat currencies and paper currencies to people who are listening from around the world. And so it's an amazing program to explain the history of constitutional money and what you and how you understand that in the ebb and flow of your life. The following Tuesday on the 26th, my business partner Matt was one of the original miners of cryptocurrency. He had a front row seat, was one of the first people who understood all of the computational analysis. He was one of the first people who was at the table on cryptocurrency, and he spent the last 15 years or so trying to explain to people the pros and the cons kind of cryptocurrency. And we're not going to tell people what to buy or what not to buy, but understand if you decide that you're going to get into the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency market, understand the history, and then you'll understand the ebbs and flows better. And then on the last Thursday night of the month, or the last Thursday night of the boot camp, which is on the 28th, Matt and I are going to talk about the history of the Great Reset, from the Fabians to the World Economic Forum. And if you understand the different data points along the way, if you understand history of how we got here, then we can have a stronger go-forward point to try. So once we understand the lessons of history, we won't do the same thing again, and we won't allow the same thing to happen because we've all been pretty much asleep at the wheel. So for those 2 weeks, you know, we talk about gold and silver, constitutional money, cryptocurrency, and the Great Reset. And the best part of the course, Pastor Butch, is a two-hour interview that I've done with Catherine Austin Fitz, who's going to talk about the ten mistakes people make with their money. I'm really going to hit it hard. She wanted to start out our summer camp and be the first person, and she is a registered investment advisor, and she really can talk about the silly things that are happening and what we should be doing instead. And so open enrollment is right now. It will go through Sunday night, this coming Sunday night at midnight. If you go to learningforyou.org/summercamp, you can register. Our four-week courses are usually $400. This one's only $299. People have already told me that, and I personally feel like the interview with Catherine Austin Fitz is worth the price of admission. So for $299, you can get all that information, and you will have access to it for a full year. If you can't attend on those particular nights, it will be recorded, and you can watch it at a later date.
Okay, and they can watch it. I assume they can go to the website and just come on there and watch the whole thing if you want to.
Yep, it's learningforyou.org/summercamp. And the courses is actually every Tuesday and Thursday night of the 19th, the 21st, the 26th, and the 28th. So it's for 2 weeks. It's a four-week course that we compressed into 2 weeks. We'll do the broadcast through Zoom. So once you're registered for the course, you'll get a Zoom link, so you'll be able to watch it online. It's all online. You can do it from the comfort of your living room. You don't have to travel. You don't have to do any of those things.
You know, as much as I despise internet and the technology today, that does make it a little bit easier for people that can't afford the travel and just can't be there physically to be able to do that at home. So that is one good side, I guess, of technology. So in this course, what are your goals?
The goals from our course is for people to get a broader perspective and to understand things that they've never really fully understood before and have taken for granted. You know, it's like it says in the Bible, you know, all things that are hidden will come to light. And I think that one of the primary things that maybe the good things that have come out of this COVID pandemic fiasco is we've seen the fraud in government. We've seen the fraud in healthcare. We've seen the fraud in our individual physicians that we thought were so knowledgeable that they're not. Now, if we understand the fraud in the money, the fraud of what they're trying to do with microchipping us to get us into the blockchain, when you understand the history, you'll make better choices going forward.
You know, that's very true. And we have to face the fact, Dr. Sherry, that all of us, but Some far worse than others have been dumbed down through a lot of different ways for many years. The public food system being one of the best out there, and the entertainment and other things go along with it. They've destroyed our heritage. They destroyed the knowledge of our heritage. When you cut the heritage from a people, that's like the taproot on a tree. They're going to die. They're going to wither and die. And that's a problem that we see that the people have become ignorant of the truth in a lot of different areas. And you mentioned money. That's just one of them. I remember growing up when we had real silver money, and a dollar is backed by silver. I remember when you could buy 12 hot dogs for $1 because it was backed by silver. And that no longer is the way it is. You're lucky to buy a hot dog day for $2, one hot dog. So the valuation of our fiat currency, fiat currency, Dr. Sherry, it has to devalue. It has no intrinsic value at all. It has to devalue. We the more they print, the less it's worth. But the people don't understand that. We kept thinking, well, when Biden gave all this money out to us to help us get through this COVID hoax, he gave all this money out. That really was a boost, but it actually just caused inflation to go higher like it is right now. We're watching the nation unravel economically, morally. It's unraveling everywhere. It's total confusion. So, folks, of all the times to learn about these things, now is the time to do it. We don't have much time left to prepare for what the future holds. If you're not preparing right now with the knowledge and understanding and wisdom on things, getting yourself physically ready with this little bit of gold and silver to back up what you have, storable food and water, I'm afraid you're going to be in a hard time. And I don't know this. I'm not prophesying anything. But, Dr. Sherry, I think this fall we're going to see a lot of things coming to fruition that we talked about for many years. Do you agree?
I do agree to that, Pastor Butch. I do agree that, the whole thing with the World Economic Forum, I mean, they are now kind of, the globalists are entering into their phase to really, you know, this is kind of do or die for them, because I don't think that they anticipated the amount of the strength and the courage of the human spirit and the resiliency to fight back against these things that they're doing. And I think that we delayed it. People like you and me and the misinformation dozen and all of, you know, the 5Ds and all of us that have been hammering on this for 2 years to get a critical mass number of people to stand up and resist. And I think that they really believed it was just going to be just like a domino. You just click the first domino and the 500 dominoes would fall behind it. And that it would would take no time at all for them to implement this plan to enslave us, to make us chronically sick, or kill us. And what's ends up happening instead, as the resistance continues to grow. I mean, look at what's happening, you know, in the Netherlands, you know, what's happening, you know, for the fighting back of the farmers, and what's fighting back, the people in Sri Lanka that went in and burned down their parliament building, and today they broke into the central bank. I mean, what happened last fall with the Canadian truckers. I mean, the people that are just saying, not only no, but hell no, I'm not going to do this. And they're going to try to do this again. They're going to try to circle back around with monkeypox, and then they'll try Ebola, and then they'll try whatever they think they can fear-monger people back into a position of submission, getting injected with a foreign technology, and to permanently destroy their genetics, and to mark them as the mark of the beast. It's coming. It's coming. You just see it. It's they're playing out their hand. And so with knowledge about food, about food storage, about staying away from these shots, about the history of how we got here. Once we understand the history of how we got here, we can definitely make better decisions and choices going forward.
And folks, what she's saying is way beyond what we commonly called common sense. It's way beyond that. Most people have lost common sense today. If all you have for information is ABC, CBS, CNN, and all the rest of them, even Fox, you're woefully misled. And that's an understatement. You're way off base if that's all you listen to as far as news and what you really think is happening in the world. We have become a nation that have been very complacent. We become soft mentally, physically, and spiritually. We've depended on man take care of us for many, many years, a government, so to speak, and now we're starting to reap the price of that carelessness and apathy. And what really is telling me, Dr. Sherry, was that the COVID pandemic was a worldwide plandemic. They shut down nations, economies, enslaved people, and now the people are starting to wake up, as you said, in the Netherlands. And I did not know this till the day, but the Netherlands is the second largest fruit producer in the world, next to the U.S. I did not know that. But Poland and Italy is also joining in the strikes now, as the Netherlands people are getting wound up for their battle, and it's spreading worldwide. People are getting fed up, and it's about time. It's way past time. It's time to get fed up. It's also time to become wise, folks, and prepare yourself. This, if God allows us to turn this around, it's not going to happen overnight. You want to be prepared to take care of yourself a little while this battle goes on, and we get this thing turned around with our Father's help and His will. Because they're not going to go away and say, "Oh, we goofed, we're sorry." That's not going to happen. We let open Pandora's box, and getting those devils back in that box will be a tough way to go. Go ahead, Dr. Cherry.
Well, they're relentless. You know, we the Christian family and the conservative people, we just want to be nice. We don't want to offend anybody. We're not quite the woke people, but, you know, people are entitled to what they want to believe, and, you know, we just want to be nice. We just want to pray for people. This is war.
Yes,
and
it is.
And the other side is relentless. And they want to murder you, kill your children, poison your grandchildren. They want to take away your food, your job. They want to enslave you. They want to microchip you. But we just want to be nice. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to, like, show up. It's time to put that behind us and really put on the breastplate of righteousness and march forward into battle, because God's got our back. He's waiting for His people to engage.
Well,
you know, and you know, that's like the whole thing when we've talked about this, you know, many times, Pastor Butch, about, you know, what happened to the churches during COVID. They locked their doors and were too cowardly to open their doors to let people pray, but they would open up their doors on Tuesday to have a shot clinic.
Sure. Absolutely. Yep, and it kept the bars and other essential things open, but they closed down the churches. That is, and the churches went with it. Most of them did. I'm, as far as I know, I'm the only one in this state that didn't close. Now, I'm sure there probably some others that didn't, but I don't know who they are. Most of them in my area shut down, stayed home, obeyed man, trusted Fauci. And I would like to think some of them got their eyes open now that they were taken for a ride, but I don't know they have. I don't know that they have, but nonetheless, our job, your job, and you're doing a great job of it, is trying to get people to understand what's coming in the future and prepare for it, because either way this goes, there's a war ahead of us. And you said, take up our sword and shield and get on the battlefield, like my song says. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Don't be ashamed of truth. Don't be ashamed. Someone once said, I can't remember who said this, I think it was, who wrote the Common Sense? Payne. I think he said, if you're afraid to offend, you're afraid to tell the truth. Something along those lines.
Well, I think that, I don't know if that's an exact quote or if that's paraphrasing, but either way, it's
100%
the truth.
It's paraphrasing.
It's 100%
true. Since my last name is Paul, I call pulverizing it. But anyway.
That's good.
That's as close as I can get.
Pastor.
But anyway, but he said that if you're afraid to offend, you'll never tell the truth. And folks, that's just the way it is. Christ was crucified because he offended people, but he told the truth. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. If you want to call and ask any questions about this, give us a call at 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-660-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Hey, folks, we're back in fourth gear. We'll make mention tomorrow night. Mr. Wayne Elliott will be filling in for me. I'm taking my wife, Marcia Jean, to a doctor 3 hours north here to find out what's wrong with her ability to walk in her leg and see what the problem is. And the ones here cannot find anything, so we're going to take her to Morgantown, West Virginia, to get some further testing done. So tomorrow night, Mr. Wayne Elliott will be with us. I'll be back with you on Wednesday night. We'll let you know that in case you wonder where I went. I'm taking care of Marsha tomorrow. Now, again, we're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And Dr. Sherry, before going further, give us a website again where they can sign up to join you.
It's Learning For You, learning the number 4, Y-O-U, learningforyou.org, /summer camp.
All right, folks, you heard that. And if you have any questions for...
And when you go there, you know, a lot of the things that I said, Pastor Butch, kind of ran by really fast because I was trying to cram a lot of things in. So at the very least, even if you don't have the money or if you don't have the time, go out to that website and look at the summer camp page and just read what it's about. You'll learn a lot just by reading that page in the introduction. And I think that maybe that will pique your interest a little bit for maybe doing it later or doing your own research or doing your own reading. But please just go to learningforyou.org/summer camp and read what the camp is about. And if you're not interested or you don't have the time or you don't have the money, you might know somebody who does.
All right, folks, again, that's Learning For You, the number 4, learningforyou.org/summer camp. If you want to call and ask any questions to Dr. Sherry, now's your time to do it at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Now, I haven't met you personally, but one time, that was in August. Can you believe that's been almost a year since we were out there?
I know. Where does the time go, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. And what all you've been involved in since then is unbelievable. But I know we're going to talk about the camp some more, but would you recap, if you would, for us, what your last year had been like keeping up with all this and what you're doing and what you're trying to work out to help people with different situations, even those who got the jab. Go ahead and recap a bit of that, Dr. Sherry.
Well, to recap that, I'd have to go back. I think it's only to do it justice is to go back to March of 2020, and when this whole thing first started, I mean, I took a 30,000-foot view and looked across the landscape and went, man, oh, man, this is Satan's last hurrah. We better buckle up and get busy. And so between March of 2020 and December of 21, I did over 600 interviews, and I usually do about 30 a year. And so it was like I heard God just sort of say to me, carpet bomb the neighborhood with all the information you possibly can. So in 2020, it was about the myth of the mask, the fraud of the PCR testing, the nonsense of the social distancing, and a little bit about the jabs. And then in 2021, I wrote the two ebooks, the 20 Mechanisms of Injury and the 20 More Mechanisms of Injury, of how, so 40 altogether, 40 ways the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. And I said all along, Pastor Butch, that their goal is planetary depopulation, and of those that remain, they will be either chronically sick and customers for life for very high-dollar drugs from the pharmaceutical industry, or they will be transformed and be part of the transhumanism movement, where man and machine meld together. And so that was 2020 and 2021. And then at the beginning of 22, you know, I was setting up the year in January, and I was praying, and I said, you know what, Lord, I'm a little tired of talking about all that stuff. I think most people have made up their mind one way or another. Either they're going to buy the Kool-Aid and be CNN and MSNBC devotees, and they're going to just, you know, go along the way that they are, or they have joined the resistance movement, and they're either not going to get the jab or they're not going to get any more jabs. And I don't want to talk about that anymore. So, Lord, what do you want me to talk about in 2022? And I heard it so clearly, Pastor Butch. I heard him so clearly say to me, talk to people about repentance.
Wow.
The whole year has to be about repent. You know, repent for if you got the jab, about the defilement of the body, defiling the temple, and, you know, defiling where the home of the Holy Spirit is, and that you've turned over your genetics to the sorcerers. You, instead of bowing your knee to God, you bowed your knee to the pharmakia and the sorcerers, and you wanted that shot to take away your fear rather than giving the fear to the Lord, and ask Jesus to come in and wipe your heart clean of that fear, and to put his blood, his precious blood around you, and protect you from getting sick and protect your family members. You made a bad decision either out of fear out of convenience or out of being or out of coercion. But nobody threw you on the floor, put a gun to your head, and jabbed a needle in your arm.
That's true.
So it's about really standing up and saying, I made, it's like making any other bad decision. When you lied or you stole something or you committed adultery or you did pornography, you defiled the holy temple. And God, by 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, by his righteousness, he is standing and just and ready to forgive us if we confess our sins.
Amen.
And if we look at this, like, what I have done is destroyed my temple, dear God, I am so sorry I gave my body to the pharmaceutical industry. Lord Jesus, please forgive me and wash away this sin. And with God, all things are possible. It could very well be that the next step is that you're miraculously cured. The other part may be that your sins are forgiven, your soul is washed clean, but you may have to suffer the physical consequences of taking that jab. And it really doesn't matter what happens to your body, because the day will come, if you have confessed your sin and accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, that it doesn't really matter what happens to your body at the end of the day. Most people would want to be here longer rather than shorter, and most people would want to live long because of their families or their grandkids or whatever. But at the end of the day, we're going to leave these physical bodies and go home to be with the Lord if you have asked for forgiveness. And people have to accept the fact, and the cognitive dissonance, Pastor Butch, is so hard for people to make the connection between they're seriously sick and it was caused by the shot. They just can't accept it because they have to take responsibility for the fact that they personally made that decision.
Yes.
And we are in
yes.
such a state in our country about not taking personal responsibility for anything. He made me do it. My spouse made me do it. My boss made me do it. My kids made me do it, or I couldn't see my grandkids. No, you chose to allow them to stick a needle in your arm. And we have to take
That's
that responsibility,
true.
Which is where the whole concept of repentance comes in. And once we repent and we have this mass, I hope that the churches don't fail us the second time around as they did the first time around. And this will become the greatest revival ever of people saying, you know, fool me once, shame on me. God forgive me. Fool me twice, ain't gonna happen. I'm standing in the gap for humanity, and I'm standing firm on the Word of God and with the Lord.
Amen. Very well said, sis. Very well said. I can see why the Lord's chosen you to be one of his warriors, because you have the courage and the tenacity and the absolute stubbornness to hang in there. And I like that. I do. Let's go
well,
to
Well, you
Matt.
Know, I am a Taurus, so I guess I'm supposed to be stubborn, right?
There you go. There you go. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome, brother.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Dr.
Hey.
Good to be able to talk to you tonight. And I want to know, see if you heard about the Georgia Guidestones, what happened to
that them. That was my next comment to Dr. Sherry. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah,
yeah,
we heard about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while, I think, before that whole thing gets taken out. You know, they now think that they saw a person in a car and all of those things. But what I think is interesting is not so much that the explosion or the directed energy weapon or whatever it was that happened, that it blew up that first panel. You know, what I think is amazing is that they tore the whole rest of it down. And so, people don't really go over there and do touristy things around there. It's kind of guarded, and people aren't really allowed. It's not like it's a massive tourist attraction or something like that. But, you know, and it was within just a matter of, like, a day. They came in and tore the entire thing down. So that, to me, is even more amazing that it got blown up. It was even more amazing to me that they tore the rest of it down.
I agree. And by the way, Dave, you may know this, but Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer and his team went down there a week or two ago, I think it was, and prayed hard for that to be taken down. And it got taken down. I don't know who did it, how they did it.
That's right.
But a lady I talked to lives in Georgia that ran for U.S. Senate and got cheated out of the race. I'll hear on the program next, I think week after next, said that they thought lightning struck it, which is another to me. If that's what it was, that's phenomenal. I don't know what happened, but they're trying to blame it on her because she said if she got elected governor, I said senator to governor, if she were elected governor, she would take it down herself. And now they're trying to blame her because it come down. But anyway, what else you want to say, Matt?
It's encouraging that people are fighting back. One more thing. I came down with COVID about a month ago, and all they gave me was a Z-Pak and some prednisone, steroids, and I'm fine, you know. So I have a doctor that doesn't believe in the jab either, so I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Good to talk to you, Pastor Butch.
Hey, thanks for calling, Matt. I appreciate it. Thank you for everything you do, my brother. Thank you. By the way, folks, he puts out a little magazine about once a month. Very informative. If you want to get a hold of it, let me know, and I'll see that you get started on the mailing list. And what do you think about his doctor's treatment for the COVID, Dr. Sherry?
Well, I think that first of all, we need to stop testing because now we have a case-demic and no longer a pandemic. We're testing for things that aren't even in circulation anymore, really.
That's true.
We're calling it COVID just because we don't feel good. And if it tests positive, what does that mean? It means you've been exposed to some virus that is not the SARS-CoV-2 virus by high probability that was out 2.5 years ago. I keep wondering, is it going to be 2027 and we're still going to be talking about COVID-19? Are we still going to be talking about the COVID-19 shot in 2027? I mean, are we still going to be talking about getting COVID the next time we get the cold or we get a flu or we get some sort of little infection that comes and goes by 86 different types of pathogens that are out there that can cause influenza-like symptoms? Are we going to call every little thing we have a COVID? Or are we just going to say, we didn't do this before, and if you have a positive test, what does that mean? And now we know that you're putting up your nose, why are you continuing to do this?
I totally agree. And yeah, you're right. Most people that I talk to, every time they get a sniffle, they stay off work because they're afraid they may have COVID, or they're told to stay off work by their boss. Now, this is a fact. It's going on. I mean, just last week, a gentleman I know that I work with once a week took the day off because somebody's family supposedly tested for COVID and tested positive. But even the CDC said the tests don't work. So, but the people keep on doing it, just like trained little puppies, you know, keep on doing it. So what you're doing, what you've done over the last year, I have followed you, Dr. Tim Penny. I want you to know that I haven't tried to keep up with you, and you're everywhere at one time. I know that you and Coach Dave are good friends, and I told you about him praying, him and the men praying at the site of the Georgia Guidestones that would come down, and it did. And he believes that's what done it, and I ain't going to question that. I know our God is mighty to this pulling down of strongholds, and I know that he can do that, and I like to believe that he did. But the issue is this. We got to band together test, no matter what the reason was. That's a victory on our side. And even if the other side did it, thinking that they could do something to come back on us, I don't care. It's still a victory. Let's go to John Noha. John, come on in. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, John. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am. I think I'm from down in your part of the country, Dinner. I used to go to school at Levesey.
Oh, my gosh. I live in Nettie, about 3 miles from where you were. How about
that? Yeah, I know. I think you pitched on Nettie's ball team. We had a ball game once upon a time.
I did. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, long time.
Well, you're right.
Anyway, I've heard you a couple times, and I didn't have the number, so I wrote it down today. Your wife can't walk.
Well, she's walking, but not very well.
Okay. About a year ago, my wife got Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard of it or not.
I have.
By the way, did
she take a vaccination before she got that?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, she did not. But now she's walking again.
Praise God.
But her fingers are numb, her hands are numb. She was numb plumb up to her chest, and she couldn't walk. But and her doctor would not look into that. She looked on the phone, you know, she done some background work on it, and she thought that's what it was, but she couldn't get her doctor to agree. He said, no, I've only seen two cases of my whole career. But that's what it was, because she went and seen a neurologist.
Oh,
and they said that if she had seen a neurologist before, the time went by, you know what I mean, and she got
right,
so bad,
right,
that it wouldn't have been as bad.
But wow.
I built her a set of parallel bars, and she still got a therapist, but he really ain't doing much now. But she started out, she couldn't walk at all. She was in the hospital for a week, and she don't remember nothing about that. She was in the nursing home for over a month, and she remembered a little bit here and there about that, but it affected her mind, too. And now she can't remember, you know, things that happened 3 or 4 days ago. Some things can, but a lot of things can't. So I thought I might call you and get you a look into that. And I was listening to you and you and this lady, and God bless everybody that's for God. God bless them, you know, and give us the strength to stand up and face what's coming, because it is coming. I tell people, and they act like they don't know what you're talking about, or they don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm, they don't want to hear it.
They're afraid, but they better be afraid of God, because they're going to stand before shortly.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, I'm glad you're out there, and thanks for calling in. And don't be a stranger. Keep listening. Y'all air 3 nights a week, 8 o'clock Eastern. So stay tuned in. Join us from time to time and share your thoughts with us. Dr. Sherry, you want to say anything to John before I turn him loose?
Not really. I just hope that, you know, there are some pretty good treatments out there for neuropathies. And that's, you know, the leftover numbness and tingling and things like that from the Guillain-Barré. So you might want to do a little bit of searching around and see if you can't find something in your area to treat peripheral neuropathy other than conventional medicine.
Okay. All right, John. Thanks for calling in. Thank you very much. And don't be a stranger, okay? I think he's gone. All right. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
There's people who anointed that place way before Dave Gobbler went there, okay?
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know who, don't you?
No, I don't know off the top of my head.
Way ahead of that.
Who was it?
Scriptures of America.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I had no doubt, but, you know, maybe the combination of prayer between them and Coach Dave and a few others, maybe that's what finally brought it down. I mean, we know our God can do that. We know that for sure.
See, the first time Babylon's going down, but it's not America. It's the world, okay?
Well, I say the whole world going down, but I have to say that America's going to be judged hardest, all of them. I do believe that.
For sure.
I do believe that. I mean, it's for sure. Well, thanks for the call, Mick, and thanks for the input. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Dr. Sherry, we're down about the last 5 or 6 minutes here. I'm going to let you go ahead and wrap it up on what you want to say. And folks, if you want to call, you can hurry and do that, but please hurry. Go ahead, Dr. Sherry, and you wrap up what you want to share tonight and just speak to people from your heart.
Well, I hope that what I said earlier about really considering, you know, your active choices, and not only about taking the shot or taking the jab, but about other areas of your life, and really examine what your relationship is with Jesus now more than ever, and make that real, because it's the only thing that matters.
Amen.
And your money doesn't matter. Your grandkids don't matter. I mean, nothing matters like your relationship and your walk with the Lord. And as we get it, and if this is the very front edge, the very tipping, like front edge of the tip of the spear of what evil is about to come across this planet, we're just now seeing the front edge of this, you can only imagine what that is going to look like in another 2 to 3 years. So get tight with the Lord now. It's the most important thing. Go to learningforyou.org/summercamp. And please just go there, look around, join our email list. Even if you decide you don't want to take the camp, or you're not interested, you don't have the money, you don't have the time, please go and take a look at what we wrote. Join our email list for future offers. And I hope that all of you guys will continue to support Pastor Butch.
because what he's actually doing and trying to do for all of the planet and working really hard, he needs your money, your prayers, your support, just like everybody else does. And he gives and gives and gives and gives. So I'm going to put in a plug for my good friend and my good friend, who's my pastor friend also, to please pray for him, support him, be behind what he's doing, because he gives out 100% every single day.
Well, Dr. Sherry, thank you. That was very sweet, very kind, and much respect to have for you. That really was an honor for you to say that. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. I truly, truly do. And, you know, you're right. With Christ, it's either 100% or not at all, because he won't play second best. He won't play second fiddle to anybody. And we have got this sometimes backward. We think, well, we believe in Christ so we can live forever. No, that is not why we should believe in Christ. Believe in Christ for salvation, of course. But we're to be his servants. We're not just to reap the benefits of being a servant. We're to be his servants on this earth. And you're right on the money when you say that we have to put him first and seek his will and live his will. And Christ said very clearly, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And we're not all called to the same front. We're all called to the same battle, the same war. And folks, we're in a warfare for the souls of men. We're in a warfare for societies of a nation. And if we don't stand up, our children and grandchildren one day may live to curse us. And I mean that with all my heart. So, yeah, do support Dr. Sherry. If you can, go to the website, learnforyou.org/summercamp, and maybe join them in this if you can at all. But check it out. I'm going to check it out. I really would. I would love to be more a part of everything Dr. Sherry does. But we're not all called to the same battle every time. But if you can support her, if you can go there and figure out what's going on and join her in the summer camp, you might be able to lead other people to the truth of what's happening, and maybe change some minds and see some souls come to Christ because of what you found out. Dr. Sherry, I don't want to say to thank you except I appreciate you. I highly respect you, and I hope that maybe I can do something to bless you someday and help you along the way a little more.
You do it every single day and every time we talk, Pastor. So thank you so much for your kindness and for your generosity of your time, and I look forward to seeing you in person again one of these days soon.
I hope so. Now, you know where I am if you need me, right?
I do.
Okay, sweetheart. You have a great evening, and tell everybody that knows me and you both, tell them I said hello.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, honey.
God
bless.
Bye-bye.
Folks, again, that's learningforyou.org/summercamp. learningforyou.org/summercamp. I hope that you would join in and help them if you can. Join it. At least check it out and see what it says. What they're going to discuss. It'll be well worth it. But like I said, tomorrow night I'll not be here. Wayne Elliott will be here. You won't miss me that much, believe me. He'll be with you tomorrow night, filling in for me as I go about trying to take care of Marcia and cover your prayers, folks, for her. And if you don't mind, I'm having a few health issues myself and trying to handle naturally in the best way I know how. So I ask you for prayers that the Lord to give me strength and the knowledge and the faith to continue to do his will and his work. Being a mere mortal, sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get frustrated. I'm only a man. Sometimes I wonder why things happen the way they do. But I'm not in charge. He is. Pray that my faith will increase, my courage will increase, that I'll stand strong in these days and be a glory to my Father in heaven, to our Father in heaven. And may it be a benefit to you and bless you some way in the future. And right now, I hope we can do that right now. But do keep Dr. Sharing your prayers, folks. And by the grace of God, I'll see you Wednesday night. But don't miss Wayne Dillard tomorrow night. He has a lot to talk to you about. Have a great evening. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE. csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.